Troy from Zia Comics here with another travel blog. This one is in Dubai, second step in the Dubai part of the trip. We went and saw a couple of the most world-famous Burjes there in Dubai. We had the Burj Al Arab and the Burj Khalifa. Burj translates to tower, by the way, in case you didn't know. So I'm going to show you some video and pictures from these two Burjes. The Burj Al Arab is in the Jumeirah section near the Palm Jumeirah. Here is the entrance. We couldn't really get inside. It is a functional hotel, five-star hotel. They call themselves, of course, a seven-star hotel, even though there's no official designation for that. But they believe themselves to be more than five stars. This is the closest we could get. It's very iconic. They've had a lot of events there. That helipad you can see in the center, they have had Andre Agassi and Roger Federer play a tennis match up there. They've had boxing matches. They even airlifted a Formula One car up there to do donuts for, I believe it was a Red Bull promotion. That helipad is 200 meters plus above the ground, and it's located around the 59th floor of the hotel. From there, we move over to the Burj Khalifa, which is located near the Dubai Mall. In fact, you have to go through the mall to get into the Khalifa. Interesting fact, it used to be called Burj Dubai, but they ran into a little bit of financing issues, and then Sheikh Khalifa, you know, gave him some fundage, so they figured they would rename it for him. Near the elevator to go up to Burj Khalifa, you see Hafiz Mustafa. This place has every Turkish sweet and coffee you could think of. Their baklava, I highly recommend you get a box of the varied assorted baklava from there. Don't buy the pre-made box stuff you see in the stores around there. It tastes like wet cardboard. It's not good. The baklava from Hafiz Mustafa is simply amazing. Their coffee, really good coffee too. They sell it by the bag. They have other sweets as you can see, but the baklava is what they are really, really known for. So do yourself a favor and get some if you're there. As of 2022, Burj Khalifa is the tallest building in the world. As you come in, they have a little statue of the building. That's what it looks like, the little spire. So then you go to the elevator. Notice how quick. Most elevators travel around 1 to 3 miles per hour. The elevators in the Burj Khalifa travel at upwards of 22 miles per hour. You get up to the observation deck on floor 124 in no time at all. Once inside the elevator and it started going up, the whole interior was a big, big show. They had, as you can see, fireworks, things moving around. Every once in a while, they throw up some trivia facts about the Burj Khalifa. There you see the simulated outdoors, what it would look like if it was a glass elevator and you were looking out. This elevator is probably one of the more high-tech elevators I've ever been in. Quickest elevator? Didn't feel like it though. You didn't get that sense of quick movement, but it was just a real smooth and quick ride up to the 124th floor. The outdoor observation deck on the 124th floor gives you an amazing panoramic view of the city of Dubai. This is all outside. You can see the glass. There are little slots there. They give you warnings though. Do not drop anything through those slots. That would really suck to get hit by something from 124 floors up. You can go back inside and walk up the steps to one more floor, the 125th floor. Now, those are not the top floors of the building, but they are the top floors you can get to paying to go to the observation deck. Of course, they have a gift shop, so you can buy your assorted different gift items from tourists, but this observation deck and the pictures from it are just breathtaking. That was the Burj Al Arab and Burj Khalifa. The Al Arab we were not able to really get into. Like I said, it's more of a hotel. It's got its own private beach. It's a very extravagant hotel. We did get close enough to take pictures, though. The Burj Khalifa, amazing. You had to go through the Dubai Mall, get in the elevator, and go into the Burj Khalifa. Up to the 124th floor, you could walk up to the 125th. The Burj Khalifa, as I told you, is the tallest building as of 2022 in the Guinness World Book of Records. It holds a bunch of other records, too, mostly to do with height, you know, like world's tallest nightclub, highest New Year's Eve fireworks, things like that, and also to deal with the elevator system. you know, fastest elevator, longest, just crazy. There's a list probably about 20, 30 items long that they have the Guinness World Book of Records for. So when you're in Dubai, definitely go check out Burj Khalifa. And either on your way up or down, go over to the Turkish baklava store and you will not be sorry. If you like this travel video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. Just click that button down there. It don't cost you nothing and it helps us out a lot. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.